The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, July the 19th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Mr. Mofo Rising. And the time is 8:04 a.m. here in London, making it 3:04 a.m. on the east coast of America and 4 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so today's show title, Mr. Mofo Rising, is a parody of The Doors' Mr. Mojo Rising from their 1971 song L.A. Woman, and is basically descriptive of how a great deal of the MAGA movement, who have supported Donald Trump for years, have turned against him in just the last few days. Okay, so here's what I found of interest in the news since Thursday's bonus show. So if you're not aware of that, that was over an hour. You can find it on achshow.com. Recorded and broadcast it just a couple of days ago. A lot of information in there. I think the previous I'm Talking To You show from last Saturday was over an hour as well. So I'm going to try and keep it a little bit tighter, because I know some of you like the longer shows, but some of you also like the tight, shorter shows. So I will not waffle, and I will try and keep let's try and keep it under half an hour if we can today. Then you'll all have time to listen to all the other wonderful independent media content that you will find out there. Anyway, let's start off with what have we here? Oh, yes. Apparently, some scientists have found a new planet in our solar system, or they call it a world. Researchers using the Subara telescope in Hawaii, they found this, they just call it an object. It's beyond Pluto, and they call it Ammonite. They say that the discovery of this makes the existence of Planet 9 less likely. I don't know if Planet 9 was Planet X or whatever. What I do know is that no one from the mainstream is going to start telling us what's really going on, okay? I think that many people who trusted Trump to do that, when, you know, I even heard clips of him playing that the Trump Island was a cesspool. I remember actually watching him say that. I think that was before he got elected first time round. And suddenly it's, oh, nothing to see here. It was just him downloading porn. Epstein downloading porn, rather. So, again, this is really, and then to refer to some of his own supporters in a derogatory manner, as he did, it could be falling apart for him, but we'll see later in the show what's going on in the mainstream media right now. But the other thing that I heard other people talking about, I was listening to Night Shadows with Stuart Best and Larry Taylor, and they have some interesting information until they get towards theology. They quoted recently, one of them did, they were quoting from the book of John, chapter 3, I think chapter 5, but in all the shows I've listened to them, they've never quoted from chapter 8 for some reason of the book of John, which I find interesting, because their understanding of scripture is very different to mine, and maybe they haven't read all of the Bible as I have. But that being said, one thing they did talk about was these floods that are happening everywhere, this heavy rainfall, and we've got weather warnings today here in the UK about all this heavy rainfall and how that is in the Bible. Now, I know that God said after Noah's flood, which I do not believe was worldwide. There's actually a book I think you can get. Noah's flood was not worldwide. But I'm not going to digress if I want to keep it under the half an hour. That God did say he would never do something that devastating again to the people on Earth or the people in the area that the flood happened on Earth, you know. But these could be signs here because God uses the weather. And it just made me think that if they are correct on that assumption and we are seeing all these strange weather anomalies, then the powers that should not be, I know, go off the Bible too. But they try and push back against it. And so this could be, as a Christian, you understand in the book of Deuteronomy, it says if you obey God's laws, you get the blessings. But if you don't, you get the cursings. Well, if you've got a group that have hijacked the world, that are doing everything contrary to God's law, then you're going to get the cursings. And so you're going to get all these bad weather events and things like that. And that could be why they floated this global warming idea out in the late 80s that they since changed to climate change so that covers them at both ends if the world gets hotter or colder. Because they know what they're doing is going to incur the wrath of God. And as a result, they're going to say it's a scientific matter and it is man-made. Well, technically it is man-made because man has chosen to disobey the law of God and follow these people instead. So it's not because man has been spraying aerosol cans. Remember that in the 80s? Buying aerosol cans, CFC-free, your deodorant, your antiperspirant, all that sort of stuff. It's supposed to have caused a hole in the ozone layer and all this sort of nonsense. Well, anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Let's move on to... here in London, we have a ULEZ, which is Ultra Low Emission Zones, which basically means, I think if you drive your car on a road in one of these zones and it's above a certain engine size, you have to pay £12 a day. So imagine what that is a month, you know, that's getting on for £400 a month, isn't it? So anyway, not cheap, and that'd be about $500 a month just to drive your car. It's amazing. And I'm not sure about people who live in those areas that have to park on the street because the car's on the road. Are they going to be paying it too, even if the car's parked there? But they've got something like that in Bristol, which is one of these very woke places in the UK. And I believe Tears for Fears came from Bristol. In fact, I know they did because Kurt Smith wrote a song called Snow Hill, which is excellent from his equally excellent Mayfield album. Which was, he called himself Mayfield because it was Kurt is Mayfield, Curtis Mayfield, Kurt is Mayfield. More useless information for you there. But anyway, going back to Bristol, they've got something similar to ULEZ. It's called a Clean Air Zone. There's a company called Marcross Outdoors, and they've had to close because they're a camping outdoor equipment company. They're on a corner in that area. They said a lot of people will drive their old vans there and buy stuff from them, but now they're not going to pay to drive their old vans through that area, so consequently they're not getting the customers and they're closing. Well, again, I'm sure that some global corporation will be quite happy to offer a similar service in Marcross Outdoors place, which is what I believe is one of the main reasons for these sort of stupid schemes that they roll out across the place. Never forget, COVID was essentially affected, the lockdowns affected the small and medium-sized businesses. Many of them were unable to come back after the lockdowns, but the multinationals, the supermarkets, all these sort of things were able to thrive in that environment. Let's move on to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have got a new character taking over from Raphael, which is an LGBT character. There you go. What else have I got in the bag here? Oh, yes. There's a bank executive. He's from the Commonwealth Bank, which is in, I think, in Australia. Well, basically, he was accused of grooming underage girls in Brisbane. And he is found dead, believed to have killed himself. So, yeah, takes me back to that was it Dominique Strauss-Kahn? Didn't he do something in a hotel room with a maid, or tried to? This guy was accused of grooming underage girls for sex in a Brisbane hotel room. So sort of links there, isn't it, between bankers and sexual, sort of sexual interest. Or in Dominique Strauss-Kahn's case, I don't believe it was actually a maid. So the illegal part was that he allegedly forced himself on her. Whereas obviously the illegal part here, if prostitution is legal in Australia, I'm not sure if it is or it isn't, but it's basically they were underage. Okay, let's move on to the mainstream media have been talking about the influx of tourists in places like Rome, Athens and Florence, and, you know, all these holiday makers flocking to the same places, making holidays abroad unbearable crowds, things like that. So again, I wonder how much that is designed to stop us going on holiday, which is something that we know they seem to want. Maybe they don't want these big jumbo jets with us all stuffed in like battery hens, clogging up the runway for their private jets that they can sit in comfort. We've had an interesting situation where a load of Afghans, after the Afghanistan war, were allowed to live in the UK. Okay? But what happened is there was a breach of their data, which meant that their enemies could get hold of the details of the Afghans that essentially had been helping the British and the Americans, what have you, in the Afghan war. And of course, Afghanistan has now come under Taliban rule again. So apparently, the ones that are here, and even ones that didn't get the British citizenship that they sought, or the right to live in Britain, I'm not sure which it was, are going to be taking legal action. And they believe that each person could be getting up to £250,000 each in compensation because the government admitted that 100,000 Afghans have been left at risk of death. Basically, it was those who applied to the UK to come and live here. And the Taliban got hold of that list because of lax computer security by the British government. And the ministers in charge of this scheme have set aside £7 billion for potential claims. So that's an amazing, astonishing amount of money. Again, I remember working for a firm, a law firm, because they say that there's a law firm called Barings Law, which could get as much as 25% of the value of each successful claim, because they work on a commission basis. And I remember I worked for a law firm that, say you had an accident in your vehicle, you'd report it to your insurance company, that insurance company would then send the details over to this firm. And so then this firm would contact them. Oh, have you got any other losses that the insurance won't cover? Maybe your neck feels a bit funny, maybe a whiplash claim, something like that. And this got so prevalent because, of course, the companies are selling the details on to a law company, that the British government at the time banned the practice. And so what did the... So you couldn't... It wasn't allowed for an insurance company, car insurance, to refer on someone's details to a law company for a potential personal injury claim. So what happened? The company bought... The insurance company bought the law company, or basically a percentage of that law company, because different people in the company worked for different insurance companies. So the company would buy the particular team that worked, that did their referrals, you see. So that was the way they got around it. So they said, well, we're not selling any details on because they're now part of our company. And to my knowledge, the government did nothing about it. So it's the usual sort of nonsense where people raise a fuss about stuff. The government says, we'll handle that. And they do absolutely sweet FA. Okay, let's move on to, apparently 16-year-olds are going to get the vote in the next general election. That's one of the Labour Party plans. And again, one wonders you know, you can't buy alcohol in this country till you're 18. I think in America it's till you're 21. And I think in America that's by design, because, you know, if you can't buy alcohol legally till you're 21, it doesn't matter if you get hold of it illegally, you know, when you're at college, or you get hold of heroin illegally. It's still illegal, isn't it? So I think that that's designed to get the kids hooked on harder stuff. But that's my conspiratorial brain for you. That's how I think it is. Another thing that we had here, I'm going to read just the headline for this. This is Daily Mail headline. I mentioned before, actually, give you a bit of background. I mentioned a guy called Greg Wallace, I think on last Saturday's show, was sacked by the BBC for inappropriate sexual conduct, which is obviously a real rare occurrence amongst BBC staff. But he co-hosted the show he was sacked from MasterChef with somebody else. This guy was called John Turode. Daily Mail headline. BBC sacked MasterChef host John Turode after he used N-word twice while singing along to Kanye West's song during after-work drinks. So Kanye West wasn't penalised for singing the song. Were the people who played the song during the after-work drinks, wherever he was, presumably he was at a bar or a club or something like that that plays music, were they penalised? Was the record company that put the song out penalised? Was the distributor that whoever played the song, whether it was, you know, buying it online to download or buying a hard copy off a seller, were they penalised? It's interesting, isn't it? And also, well, there's many alsos I could add, but unfortunately my democratic right to free speech prevents me from doing so. Let's move on to... Right, I found this interesting as well. So initially I saw this yesterday. There's been these protests against the migrant centre over in Epping, which is in Essex, which is part of London. And there's actually a video. I'll give you the headline because you might want to look the video up. It's Daily Mail. Police van hits protester. Moment protester at anti-migrant demo is run over by a police van. Thugs clash with officers near asylum hotel after Ethiopian resident was charged over schoolgirl sex assault. It's quite astonishing when you see literally they just drive at the guy. And it made me think, well, did they behave this way towards the BLM protesters? How about the people that glued themselves to the road? Did they try and drive them out the way? Maybe, I think they were helping them. They were saying, you're okay sat there. Can I get you some water? Things like that. So again, this two-tier policing is completely visible in this country. And it's just doomed to failure. Because you can't have a situation where you determine the level of force you use against somebody based upon their political opinion. So these people, you've got to be very gentle with them because that's a political opinion we support. But these people, you've got to really target them hard. It's insane and it's doomed to failure because in the end, people will see it's unfair. And that is that. So it's nice to see in some ways these people, when I think of my belief and my faith and I know what happens to, there's a part in the book of Revelation that talks about people, God decides which people should be in which lands, and the ones that shouldn't, the ground swallows them up. So when I, you know, so maybe I'm going to be swallowed up, maybe I'm not where I should be, or maybe other people in my country are where they should not be, I don't know, only God can determine that. But that, for me, is what I'm waiting for. So it might affect me, it might affect someone else. But that is the only way, again, that these sort of problems are going to be solved. Because you've got a situation here where people in a town, they don't want other people being brought in, especially or maybe only because of, you can make your own judgment on that, might be more about that in the article, one of them has raped one of their girls, or alleged. They've been charged over schoolgirl sex assault. That's what they've been charged with. And the idea is, well, they're staying and the police are here to stop this protest. It got a little bit hairy, so the police had to get out of there. It turns out, I read a BBC article, that some of the police were getting, you know, things thrown at them, and I think that there were some injuries. A senior member of the police force said on the BBC website, and he followed it up with, oh, and we'll be identifying all these involved, and they can expect a knock on the door. So, in other words, it was a bit, you know, in sort of a normal fight situation, you have these two people come up against one another, and then, all right, you overpowered us, you win, what have you. But no, not here. They had to get out of there. They're going to regroup, and they're probably going to go 4-8 at a time to each individual's arrest and go and get them. Because that's what I saw in cases such as Alison Chablow and Graham Hart. You know, singling just an individual that had no history of violence that I'm aware of, and you get all these people turning up for, like, shock tactics. So, yeah. The will of the people is just not followed. I mean, there was a group of, it says a much smaller group of counter-protesters. I wonder who brought them in that were standing up for the migrants and all this sort of stuff. They always seem to pop up. I know people have said that there's been allegations that they're bussed in and things like that. Well, it's strange how they seem to pop up at every one of these demos, isn't it? Okay, let's move on to another great police officer for you, a sterling example of the force. If Wayne Cousins wasn't enough, we have a ex-Scotland Yard counter-terror officer, and he was a superintendent, and he decided to basically blow up himself and his house because his wife was leaving him. So superintendent is one of the highest ranks that you can get to. I think it goes, you start off as a PC, which is all I was before I left. Then you go sergeant, then you go inspector, then you go chief inspector, then you go superintendent. So you have to, and then after that it's chief superintendent, I think assistant chief constable, deputy chief constable and chief constable. So it's a pretty high rank, and you have to ask yourself that this guy was probably a little bit odd. So with all the way that they screen people these days and stuff like that, it was December 2022 that he died at the age of 60. How he kept getting promoted, why there was, didn't anyone think that, you know, this guy was probably not an ideal person to have in a senior position in the police, or maybe that's the sort of people that they want in a senior position. Okay, let's go and have a look and see what's happening in the mainstream media right now. So we'll go over to Associated Press, apnews.com first. Top story, Trump sues Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch over reporting on Epstein ties. I believe this is something to do with a so-called Christmas card or birthday card or some sort of card that Trump sent to Epstein, or allegedly sent to him, with some cryptic note about a secret in it. Victoria's Secret, maybe. Wasn't that the guy who sold Epstein's house to him for $1? This extremely expensive property in New York. It's all so odd what goes on amongst these elites. It would be so nice if, you know, we just had decent people owning things like that rather than these, what we've got today. Reuters.com. South Korea ex-president Yoon. Oh, well, it's just suddenly completely disappeared. Oh, here it is, it's back again. South Korea ex-president Yoon indicted again as martial law probe continues. Trump says he thinks 5 jets were shot down in India-Pakistan hostilities. Haven't had a chance to look at the mainstream news today, so this is all news to me. Let's go over to bbcnews.com. Sorry, bbc.co.uk/news is what it is. And let's have a look at the top 10, currently the top 10 stories most read. Number 10, Wayne and Colleen Rooney made heroes of Lord of the Rings spoof. Number 9, is this the death of the late night US chat show? I believe a guy called Stephen Colbert, I've heard the name, he lost his job earlier in the week. I did see, it brings to mind, Ricky Gervais said, the good thing about doing this show on Netflix is Netflix do a press release and it gets emailed to all the Netflix users about a new Ricky Gervais show. And he said, so I don't have to do, I think he said 30 chat shows. I thought, there's not that many, is there? But I think he said something like that in an interview, because when these people are all doing these chat shows, you'll notice it's always to promote something. And so the Netflix model is everyone gets everything by email and stuff like that. So he says you just do the one. And that's what he liked about it. So he didn't enjoy doing all the chat shows. So again, it makes you think, doesn't it? When you're seeing these people on these chat shows, and they're also pally with Michael Parkinson, all these different things, you sort of think, well, actually, maybe it wasn't quite as friendly as it looked. These people are actors after all, aren't they, a lot of them? Okay. Number 8, wasps are back this summer, a lot of them. Number 7, Trump sues Murdoch and Wall Street Journal over Epstein article. Apparently he's launched some $10 billion lawsuit, things like that. When I see Trump, I'm reminded of a scene out of The Sopranos where the Joe Pantoliano character, Ralph Cifaretto, has basically said some rude comment about the underboss of New York's wife, and Tony Soprano's trying to sort it out, and he tells Cifaretto, he says, whatever you do, do not admit you said it and do not apologise. And then during the conversation that Tony Soprano's moderating between Ralph Cifaretto and this New York underboss, Johnny Sack, Cifaretto says, well, I will apologise if it'll make it go away. And that's when it all goes haywire. He says, Sack says, well, you wouldn't apologise if it didn't, if you didn't say it, would you? And all this. So Tony Soprano says at the end, I told you not to apologise. And this seems to be the tack taken by someone like Trump. He's never wrong, so therefore he never apologises for anything. And he thinks that that is the way that people are going to follow him. But too many people say, he'll come out and say what a wonderful president is, and we achieved this and we achieved that, and he didn't actually achieve the things that he claims he did. He just says that he does. So, yeah, there you go. That's my feeling on all that business and that individual. Number 6, Taliban revenge and Labour's case for power. That's the What the Papers Say article for today. Number 5, why the Epstein case looms large in MAGA world. So, more people are looking at a story about the Epstein case than they are about Trump suing Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal over the Epstein article. What does that tell you? Number 4, gangster Debs, the granny, who used her family to run an £80 million drug empire. Number 3, amber warning as thunderstorms set to bring flash floods. I mentioned those earlier, specifically in the London and the South East, where I am. Number 2, MasterChef crisis, Wallace and Tarode were never friends. And number 1, US CEO suspended after Coldplay concert embrace goes viral. And this was some weird thing. I couldn't really understand it. I got a bit bored. A CEO called Andy Byron and presumably an executive. They're at the company Astronomer and they were filmed cuddling. And Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, after seeing the pair hide, said to the crowd, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. So presumably this is something that has caused embarrassment to a company called Astronomer that I've never heard of. And as a result, the CEO, at least one of them, has been placed on leave. Okay, let's move on to, no, why anyone would want to go to a Coldplay concert is beyond me. That would be the real embarrassment. Let's move on to Daily Mail, see what's going on over there. The top story, what did they think would happen? The Bell Hotel has stood in a leafy village for decades. Dozens of migrants moved in. Then a sex assault charge sparked angry riots. So this is still this Epping situation going on. Again, the government does what they want, or rather what they're told to do by the people that are able to shut a whole world down over COVID, because the whole world acted in the same way, which can only make one assume that the same person was given the same order, you know? And so here we have all these different places popping up. We have, I don't know anyone that welcomes these boats coming in. And certainly all these people put up in hotels. So why is it happening? Oh, well, we've got human rights issue. these people aren't interested in any of that. They want it gone. And rather than come out and say, look, all right, let's start just worry about all this other stuff later. Let's just send them back to wherever they came from. You've got all this violence unnecessary going on. Well, we're being told that we have to pay more and more in taxes for this, that and the other. But there's never any problem housing and feeding these people. This is the issue people are finding. It's not even a racial issue anymore. It's the whole idea of us being told we all have to tighten our belts, but other people could just turn up on the shores of a country and get put up in hotels that most of us could never even afford to spend a night in, you know? But again, if the order's handed down to the governments, you just look at, we go back to things like Epstein. How many of these people in governments are being blackmailed that they have to go against the will of the people for whatever reason? Maybe blackmailed, maybe bribed. We go back to what I said at the end of the show with Dr. Peter Hammond on Tuesday when I read out the four planks of the Illuminati. And it starts off with blackmailing and bribing people in office to do your bidding. Let's go over to the independent news right now. Start off with RT.com. I see I've already gone over half an hour, so that didn't work, did it? Okay, RT.com, top story, Tulsi Gabbard releases overwhelming evidence of Obama coup plot against Trump. Okay, so there you go. Declassified documents show top Obama-era officials overruled intelligence findings to manufacture the Russiagate narrative, Gabbard says. So this is Russia, not Epstein, right? Let's go. Netanyahu apologises to Pope for bombing church. I believe a Catholic church in Gaza was hit during the week, probably amongst many other things, and some people died in that attack. US takes credit for Israel-Syria ceasefire. Let's move on to rents.com. They've got a video at the top. Brave, honourable MTG risks her life for America by calling out Jewish control. So that's a video at the top there. Let's scroll down to the stories. Trump escalates Ukraine war. He's mentally disabled and clinically incapable of understanding logic or options. Former White House associate, Trump's mental state is now declining. Trump allegedly demanded Zelensky hit Moscow after a disappointing Putin call. Trump may be slipping into dementia. So a lot of focus on Trump and Ukraine in the top articles on rents.com at the moment. Let's see what's happening on HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Director of National Intelligence publicly accuses Obama and top cabinet officials of treasonous conspiracy. So that's Tulsi Gabbard again. That I just had the top story from RT.com. President of Brazil calls Trump gringo. German Chancellor Merz, long-range missiles for deep strikes into Russia coming within weeks. Let's go to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Elsis website. See what Mark's got for us here. There's a video at the top by the looks of it. Stu Peters interviews Ken O'Keefe. So some people will be familiar with both of them. Let's have a look at the quote of the day. The business of business should not be about money. It should be about responsibility. It should be about public good, not private greed. That was from Anita Roddick, who I believe was the founder of the Body Shop here in the UK. That was a big phenomenon in the 1980s. Everyone going to these sort of natural stuff with no chemicals in it and stuff like that. Okay, and now let's finish off with the I want to thank Mark R. Elsis of earthnewspaper.com and Jeff Rents of rents.com for Jeff has me on the Rents Radio archive. I'll just give you the link for that, where you can subscribe to Jeff Rents. It's rentsradio.com, and you can become a subscriber to Jeff Rents' show on there. And there's other people who are on the network on there too, including Vincent Finelli, David Duke, Hal Turner's got a link there, Dame Wigginton, and there am I, Andrew Hitchcock, and Don Jeffries, who's does the first hour with Jeff every Monday, and that's a show I never miss. And then also earthnewspaper.com that I mentioned, Mark does a great job posting this show, and also it's a website that I look at, lightrents.com, every day. The independent news websites that I go through on here are the ones I look at every day. RT, Rents, Hal Turner Radio Show, earthnewspaper.com, and Before It's News. They're the only ones that I have in my favourites, in my independent news folder. So let's finish off, as we always do, with the beforeitsnews.com top 10. So these are the most read articles at the moment. I will give you their position, the amount of people viewing, and when they went up in this format. Number 10. Well, up 11 hours ago, 86 people viewing. A must watch for all starseeds. Urgent message to Pleiadian starseeds. Number 9. Well, up 3 hours ago, 89 people viewing. Byington Bombshell Report, the event. EBS imminent, a week to remember. Q. Number 8. Well, up 5 hours ago, 118 people viewing. Situation update, 7/19/25. Trump broadcast began. Phase 2. 700,000 indictments released. Do you remember all those indictments that were coming down in the first Trump presidency? What happened to them? Number 7. Well, up 5 hours ago, 133 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford, urgent emergency. 7/19/2025, military tribunals, Epstein list consequences. Number 6, well, up 6 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Charlie Ward and Gene Decode, Big Intel, 7/19/2025, Trump's boldest move yet, the Intel drop everyone needs. Number 5, well, up 8 hours ago, 165 people viewing. New X22 report, Trump beat them at their own game. Grand conspiracy exposed. Number 4, well, up 11 hours ago, 204 people viewing. The dark anatomy of collective mind control. Number 3, well, up 11 hours ago, 252 people viewing. Situation update, David Tice interviewed by Mike Adams on grid collapse threats. Number 2, well, up 11 hours ago, 279 people viewing. The Pleiadians reveal what's coming next on your timeline. High probability shift. And number 1, well, up 8 hours ago, 348 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez and Estrianon drop bombshell, 7/19/2025. Trump's Epstein revenge. Pam Bondi release Epstein list. Believe that when I see it. But that being said, I am now going to record tomorrow's traditional Christian message. And in the meantime, I want to thank all of you for joining me on I'm Talking To You, episode 241, Mr. Mofo Rising. I wish you all a very pleasant weekend. I'll be back with you and Peter on Tuesday. And until then, folks, thank you for listening, and bye for now.